Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Bet, Mishnah Het. This Mishnah is going to talk about the inverse case that we discussed in the last Mishnah. The last Mishnah we spoke about, if the Baal Hasadeh, the owner of the field, cut down the first half, and then something else, robbers, goyim, wind, whatever, knocked down or cut the second half of the Sadeh, and we said, since this Baal, the owner, didn't complete and cut down the wheat himself, you need both of those things, completing the Sadeh and cutting it down on your own. Since you didn't have both of them, he becomes patur, he becomes exempt from giving pe'ah. So over here, what if we have the opposite? What if we have first the listim, the robbers come, and they cut down the first half of the field, and then the Baal, the owner of the field, cuts down the second half of the field. What happens over there? Mishnah says, Ketsaruha listim hetzia. If you have robbers come and they cut down the first half of the field, the katsar hu hetzia. And then he comes, the owner, and he cuts down the second half of the field. No ten pe'ah mi mashi katsar. What he does, he has to give pe'ah in whatever he cut down. So since we said yesterday, on the previous Mishnah, ubekutzrechem, when you cut down, you have to be the one cutting, and it also has to be the completion from you. You have to finish cutting, which you're doing over here in this situation. You're cutting down some wheat, and you're also completing the job of the entire field. You have to give pe'ah on what you cut down. The first half of the field, you don't have to give on because you didn't do the cutting. So over here, you did the cutting, and you also completed the field, so you have to give pe'ah on whenever you completed. Mishnah continues and says, Katsar hetzia, umachar hetzia. If a person cut down the first half of the field, and then he sold the second half of the field while it was still in the ground, while it was still planted. Halokeach noten pe'ah lakol. The man who's buying the field, the second half of the field, he's buying it under the understanding that he's also obligated to give pe'ah for the first half of the field. Since there's an obligation to give pe'ah for the first half of the field, the man, the owner at the time, cut it. So that section of the field has to be given pe'ah. So it has to be under the assumption, this entire sale, that when the new owner is buying and taking possession, that when he cuts down the second half of the field, he's has to give pe'ah for the entire thing because the first half of the field was cut down by the owner at that time. Alokeach noten pe'ah lakol. Last case of the Mishnah, kasar chetzia v'hikdish chetzia. If the owner harvested, cut down the first half of the field, and then the second half of the field, he designated it to be hekdesh. He gave it over to the Beit HaMikdash as consecrated goods. Second half, hapodeh miyad hagizbar. If you have somebody who wants to redeem it from the Beit HaMikdash, they want to come to the Beit HaMikdash and they want to redeem, they want to pay the Beit HaMikdash for it, and then afterwards they want to fully harvest it. Hu noten pe'ala kol. This person who's now buying it from the Beit HaMikdash while it's still in the ground and it hasn't been cut down yet, when he cuts down the second half of the field, he has to give pe'ah for the entire field, like we said earlier, since he is completing the pe'ah, and the owner at the time cut down the first half of pe'ah. When this man now was redeeming the second half of the field from the Beit HaMikdash, he's doing that under the assumption, knowing that pe'ah has to be given for that first half of the field, which was cut by its rightful owner at the time.